Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at OrdainedChaplainsUSA.org. Now, here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is episode number 82. Beloved, our passage from the Word of God today is John 6:27. It reads, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry. He directs them to better principles. Labor for that meat which endures to everlasting life. With the woman of Samaria, he had discoursed of spiritual things under the similitude of water. Here, he speaks of them under the similitude of meat, taking occasion from the loaves they had eaten. His design is to moderate our worldly pursuits. Labor not for the meat that perishes. This does not forbid honest labor for food convenient for us, but we must not make the things of this world our chief care and concern. Note number one, the things of the world are meat that perishes. Worldly wealth, worldly material things and houses and food and honor and fame and pleasure are meat. They feed the fancy momentarily, temporarily, and many times this is all, and fill the belly for a little while. These are things which mean hunger after as meat, and glut themselves with, and which a carnal heart, as long as they last, may make a shift to live upon, but they perish, are of a perishing nature, wither of themselves, and are exposed to 1,000 accidents and issues and problems. Those that have the largest share of them are not sure to have them while they live, but are sure to leave them and lose them when they die. And that, my friend, can happen at any moment. It is therefore folly for us inordinately to labor after them. First, we must not labor in religion, nor work the works thereof for this perishing meat with an eye to this. We must not make our religion subservient to a worldly interest, nor aim at secular advantages in sacred exercises. Secondly, we must not at all labor for this meat. That is, we must not make these perishing things our chief good or aim or goal, nor make our care and pains about them our chief business. Glory be to God. Not seek those things first and most. We need to seek God and God's Word. For if we trust Christ as Savior, we will be with Him forever. and he will provide all of these things for us. Beloved, our quote for today is from an unknown source. They said, if only our eyes saw souls instead of bodies, how very different our ideals of beauty should be. The problem we are discussing today and dealing with, and I am not a medical doctor, so I'm dealing with the spiritual aspect of this, and that is titled Eating Disorders, Part 3 from the book The Guide to Biblical Counseling by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. Bulimia nervosa, bulimics, those with bulimia nervosa binge on high-calorie, fatty, and or sweet, enjoyable foods, secretly eating hundreds or thousands of calories at a sitting, afterward to counteract the effect of this enjoyable eating, they self-induce vomiting, overdose on laxatives, or exercise excessively, or all three. Bulimia tends to occur in girls in late adolescence, such as the last years of high school and early college. Bulimia can lead to complications related to electrolyte imbalances and destruction of tooth enamel and many other things. Bulimics are often of normal weight. While they are worried about fat, they do not suffer from the severe distortion of body image that plagues anorexics. Unlike anorexics, bulimics are often not particularly thin, yet they are similarly obsessed with food and fat. While anorexics feel they are right in their extreme diets, bulimics know that their binging and purging is not normal. Beloved, in our next episode, we will continue looking at the tragedy and the problem of eating disorders. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray for all of the girls, young women, who are so impacted by the devil in the world that they will go through such extremes and go to such extremes to try to look a certain way. God, help these females, Lord, to accept themselves as they are. And these are not the only ones. There are others who have even greater problems trying to change their bodies through Botox and so-called plastic surgery. Lord, I marvel at how people are not happy with how you made them. I pray for them. I feel so badly for them. Help them to overcome that through Christ. Help them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ even now, as I'm getting ready to preach the gospel. Lord, save their souls and change their lives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful, and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins,
and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.